We were talking about teenage killer Edgar Jimenez Lugo, who's been released from prison in Mexico and is returning to the United States. In the American criminal justice system, you have the right to an attorney, and if you cannot afford an attorney, one will be provided for you. Well, that's not true of U.S. immigration court. Immigration proceedings are civil, not criminal matters, so immigrant detainees don't have a constitutional right to court-appointed attorneys. Now, a pilot program in New York City is experimenting with changing that. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports on the nation's first government-funded public defender service for immigrants facing deportation.
Can you double-check that there's two retainers in that one?
Yeah. Attorneys at the Bronx Defenders leave nothing to chance as they prepare for immigration court. After double-checking files and running through courtroom scenarios, there's one thing attorney Connor Gleason won't know for sure until just hours before he's in front of a judge. Whom exactly he'll have to represent next in immigration court.
We are used to meeting our clients long before our first hearing before a judge and having contact with their families and like knowing a little bit about their life. And now we're requesting people to trust us within 5 seconds of meeting us.
These quick matches are made through the New York Immigrant Family Unity Project, a new pilot program that provides poor immigrant detainees with court-appointed attorneys from the Bronx Defenders and Brooklyn Defender Services. Gleason says having a public defender can have huge implications on the fate of these detainees.
I mean, the individuals are in orange jumpsuits. They have the name of the facility on the back of their jumpsuits. Their hands are chained to their waist. And they're only unchained one their writing hand if they need to sign something.
The $500,000 project, funded mainly by the New York City Council, will serve 190 detainees. The idea is that public defenders could help some immigrants avoid unnecessary deportations. Organizers say they hope this test run through late February will lead to a model program for other parts of the country. But the project raises questions about immigrant detainees having access to government-funded representation, says Jessica Vaughn of the Center for Immigration Studies. There are a few exceptions under federal law, but for the most part,
American citizens are not entitled to this kind of taxpayer-funded representation when they're in civil courts. For example, in bankruptcy proceedings or divorce court or other kinds of civil court actions.
This pilot program is a wonderful idea. It is long overdue.
Dana Lee Marks is president of the National Association of Immigration Judges. After serving on the San Francisco Immigration Court for more than 2 decades, she says the more lawyers, the better.
I know, hard to believe. It's helpful to have lawyers involved in the process because this is such a complicated area of the law. It's just that simple.
Mark says the federal court system is already overburdened with a large backlog of immigration cases. Part of the reason, she says, is a ripple effect of unrepresented or misguided appeals.
We are not where the case ends. People then can appeal it to the Board of Immigration Appeals, to the Circuit Court of Appeals, and even ultimately sometimes go to the United States Supreme Court.
New York's Varick Street Immigration Court has been the laboratory for the public defender program. Jose Antonio Rico is one of the first test cases taken on by Brooklyn Defender Services.
My name is Brunilda Fontanillas.
Rico's mother, Brunilda Fontanillas, says she and her son couldn't afford a private attorney. He was detained in October after an earlier landlord-tenant dispute that escalated into an arrest.
Pero en realidad lo que le ha conseguido es un abogado y un ángel.
The court helped find my son not only a lawyer, but an angel, she says. Rico's attorney says that as a lawful permanent resident who has lived in the U.S. for decades, Rico may be eligible to avoid deportation back to the Dominican Republic. In the first month of the pilot program, public defenders represented 41 detainees. So far, 17 have accepted orders for deportation. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News.